Of the 50 people who showed up at the public hearing at an Anchorage middle school, not one spoke in support of the 13,000-acre lease near Squintna. About a month ago, the State Department of Natural Resources released a preliminary best interest finding on the Canyon Creek coal lease, located 18 miles from Squintna. Public comments on the best interest finding are part of the process, according to Bill Cole with DNR's Mining, Land, and Water Division.
When we initiate something like this, we go to agency review. That is, we contact other state agencies like Department of Environmental Conservation, Fish and Game, and so forth, and we write a preliminary best interest finding and decision. Then that goes into the stage that we're in now, which is the public comment period, and this meeting is part of that. This meeting is for two purposes: one, to disseminate information, but also to get public testimony, which we've heard tonight.
Cole said earlier that the potential lease sale has been prompted by a request from the Alaska Energy Company, a division of Calgary-based Can-Am Coal. Data from mobile oil work in the area during the 1980s indicates about 250 million tons of coal in the lease area, he said. But a good many of the hearing attendees wore bright yellow "no coal" stickers on their coats, reminders of coal mining opposition in other areas of the state. Bill Somerville is a retired health care worker.
Fundamentally, no harm is done whatsoever by leaving this coal in the ground. On the other hand, tremendous harm is done by taking it out of the ground. You know, the only benefit, as far as I can see, that anyone's put forward is producing a certain number of jobs. Any economic activity produces jobs. We don't necessarily need this particular economic activity in this state. And furthermore, it's a boom and bust type of job. And on the other side, the list of harms, I think, is so long I'm not going to get to all of them.
Others there questioned why DNR did not have the hearing in Squintna. Cole said most of the property owners in Squintna have Anchorage addresses. He said 270 property owners in the area had been notified. A final best interest decision allows the lease sale to go forward, but in itself does not allow permitting, exploration, or any coal mining activity, according to the preliminary best interest finding. The deadline for written comments is November 21st. I'm Ellen Lockyer.